Ever wonder what goes on behind the scenes here at Sentinel Watch? Well, I'm going to let you in on something that probably won't come as a surprise. We love talking about great healings. And we've been thinking about those healings that change things in fundamental ways. Welcome to our new series, My Favorite Healing. Our guest today, Al Belote, starts us off strong with one of his favorite healings. And stick around till the end of the show, because we have a request for you. It's about your favorite healings and how we want to hear those too. Al joins me here in the studio in Boston. Hey, Al, so glad you're here.
Hey, Jenny. Good to be here.
Great to have you here. And I'm really interested to hear, we've all had those healings that have been like our favorites or we've learned the biggest lessons from. What's one of yours?
There was a time had this sort of recurring back problem. Just for no apparent reason, my back would start hurting. And it would really kind of stop me. It'd be a few days of dealing with it and you know, not really being able to get around very well. You know, I tried a variety of things like praying about it various ways, and it always seemed like, you know, it would take a while. Didn't really feel like I had dominion over it. You know, I wasn't really finding a way to really feel like it was healed.
So had you had healings before through your practice of Christian Science?
Oh, I definitely did. In a way, it was kind of unusual. I think I just wasn't really sure how to go about it. Mm-hmm. So I called a Christian Science practitioner. And, you know, he said, sure, I'll pray for you. And gave me a few things to think about. And one was, I think I was kind of talking about feeling a sense of pressure and weight or a lot of burden or something like that.
Like in not your just life about, in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not with my back, but in general, you know, saying, well, how are things going, you know? And that's what came up. And he directed me to this line in Science and Health with Key of the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer of Christian Science, that says, Christian Science must live under the constant pressure of the apostolic command to come out from the material world and be separate. And I thought, well, yeah, come out from the material world and be separate. Well, okay, well, I feel like I'm doing that. And, you know, I'm a pretty good guy. So,
well,
you know.
Yeah, delve into that a little bit. What does that really mean?
Yeah, well, that's what it was. It started me thinking. So I started thinking, what does that really mean to come out from the material world and be separate? It's not just about being a pretty good guy. It's really about turning your thought and your actions really regularly, constantly from whatever the material world is saying is the way things are.
Mm. So that would include what, like limitations, pain,
yeah.
Pressure,
limitations,
stress.
Pain, pressure. But the pressure, there's not this material-based pressure. It's this pressure to recognize God as the power.
Mm, almost like a divine impetus.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, any sense of pressure, feeling pressure, think about what is the actual pressure? It's the pressure to come out from the material world and be separate. So think about that, do that, you know, like practice that. And so I was just thinking about that and praying with that. And, you know, I think I also, because of past experiences, I felt this sort of sense of fear, like, oh, this is going to take a while, you know, and there's a whole process I have to go through. And then it was like, but wait, no, it's come out from the material world and be separate. And then realizing, well, actually, you know, spiritually, you already are separate.
Mm.
That's your natural state.
Wait, say a little bit more about that.
You know, it's not like I'm a material person. It's not like I'm this human who's trying to be spiritual.
Mm.
Your identity actually is spiritual. So, you know, don't forget that. Operate on that basis and operate from that basis. So
rather than being this big process of like, I have to purify myself or elevate myself or spiritualize myself, it was more of what, how would you describe it? Like an awakening?
Yeah, or? I'd say an awakening. You know, it's like saying, well, you know, okay, I don't have to get there. You know, it was this sense of, I don't have to get somewhere.
Mm.
I don't have to go through some long process or days of praying. I just need to recognize this fact and actually really recognize it and recognize that that's where I am now. Not that I'm trying to get there, but that's where I am.
Which kind of flies in the face of what it seemed like you were experiencing.
Yeah.
So how does that work? How does that happen?
I mean, I think you're just mentally letting go of, like I said, it was fear, you know. Mm. So not being afraid. And the idea that fear, you know, eliminating fear, overcoming fear is most of the battle. So I think it was letting go of that fear, realizing it was safe to let go of that fear, or it was natural to let go of the fear.
Yeah, I really like those two words, safe and natural.
Yeah.
And why is it safe and natural? Like, I mean, because I think a lot of times people think, I can't be afraid, I can't be afraid. I mean, that's not what we're talking about. There's something that's replacing that or that we're turning toward, which is, for you, what was that?
Well, I think it's, you know, in a situation like that, you've got this physical challenge or whatever kind of challenge. It becomes this kind of big thing, impressive thing. And paying too much attention to that makes you forget all these things you actually already do know. So, you know, over the years, sure, you know, recurring back problem, but apart from that, years of actually consciously thinking of myself and knowing that my identity is actually spiritual and that God is my source, there's this kind of foundation of that already from years of practice and years of working that way. So it's really you could say an awakening. It's awakening to what you already know, or it's a remembering what actually is.
Remembering, yeah. Nice.
So I think it's really about that.
So was this what, like a couple days or something of praying this way or what?
No, and that was the kind of the surprising thing. It wasn't a couple days. I think that was part of the fear, is that it's going to be a few days. I'm just going to have to get through this. And then it really wasn't too long. I mean, maybe a couple hours, you know, of just realizing that I wasn't in pain anymore. I had this kind of fresh sense of freedom, you know. There was no pain. It was gone. And I was kind of surprised. I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but it was remarkable. And that's why it's memorable, I suppose, because, you know, it was different than the other experiences. It was kind of like a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Kind of like this unwelcome visitor who you finally told, you're done.
Leave and don't come back.
Don't come back.
Yeah. Well, this is one thing I'm curious about, Al, because I think sometimes with issues that feel chronic, like you said that it sort of came and went and came and went and came and went.
Yeah.
In this case, when it went, how did you know it was never going to come back? Did you just have that kind of internal confidence or intuition? Or because otherwise you might have just felt like, well, this was a healing for this moment, but I may have to go through this process again.
I think because it was, you know, kind of dramatically quick and felt very certain. And I think the fear, the fact that there was this overcoming of fear, that made it feel like I said, a breakthrough, and that it's a new day. It's not this thing that I should expect. It's complete.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it really goes to show how oftentimes we talk about in Christian Science that healing is about a change of thought.
Yeah.
We may experience the effects of that in some kind of outward way, whether it's a change in the body or, you know, relationship or financial circumstances.
Right.
But I love how this experience points so definitively to that point that you knew something. It was a thought that had changed, an intuitive feeling.
Right. Yeah, I think so. You know, I was actually thinking about this the other day. Moses and the serpent in Science and Health. Mary Baker Eddy says this about that experience Moses had, is the serpent. It was this dangerous thing on the ground that he was afraid of. He ran away, and then he came back and picked it up. It became a rod, a staff to lean on. So I think it was that kind of a situation. It was this fear, this thing that I saw as a fearful thing to be afraid of, and turned it around and saw that it actually wasn't anything to be afraid of, that there actually wasn't power in it, that I was aware of my identity on a different basis, on a spiritual basis, and that kind of became this thing to lean on. If I ever felt fearful about that again.
But you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Which is cool.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was never an issue again, so.
How do you think that healing has helped you going forward? Is it sort of a turning point in your practice?
Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, getting back to the thing of walking around thinking, well, I'm a pretty good guy. You know, I try to be nice. I try to be, you know, honest and good and all that. But then shifting from that to, that's a human assessment of myself and thinking of myself as humanly good. I mean, there is good in that, but realizing that that is not a powerful foundation. So coming out from the material world and being separate, that's a completely different thing to do. Mm. There's a few things I think about a lot, and that is something I go back to a lot.
What do you think that does for you to feel that sense of identity on a different, on a spiritual level?
It's this confidence that things are going to be okay, not because I'm just saying things are going to be okay, not just because I'm trying to convince myself things are going to be okay, but they actually are okay. And the way I keep my awareness of that, of the fact that everything is okay, that everything is good, is by coming out from the material world and being separate. You're starting with God and your inseparability from God, your unity with God, your origin with God. Mm-hmm. You know, you're separate because that's how you're made. You're made separate from what seems to be a material world. So you are made separate from all these things that will try to impress you as reality that actually aren't.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I can see that why that's one of your favorite healings.
Yeah.
I've been speaking with Al Belot from Everett, Washington. And thanks for joining us today. In fact, if you have a favorite healing to share, we'd love to have you join us on the show. Write into us about it by using the form on this page and sharing your healing in the "Is there anything else you would like to share with us?" box. And make sure to leave your contact information so we can reach you. We can't wait to continue our series and hope you'll be part of it as a guest or a listener. Sentinel Watch is a production of the Christian Science Sentinel. I'm Jenny Sawyer. The podcast is produced by Carlos Machado, Sophie Ungerleiter, and our executive producer, Amy Richmond. Our production assistant is Natasha Telshow. Our editor is Lisa Rennie Seitzma. Our audio engineers are Tim Malone, Noel Flatt, Alyssa Britton, and Ian Case. Our theme music is by Jonah Bobo.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.